sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. And, you know, children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive, most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in a child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. I have got an incredible, incredible program lined up for you. Bottom of hour number two, Miriam Heinen is going to be with us. She is a researcher, and she did a story that was called The Vanishing Bees, that was a documentary about the real science and mystery and what's happening with that. Well, she has done some very serious behind-the-scenes look into what has happened with the George Floyd situation and the potential psyop, really, that has led to the race wars that we have experienced here in our country. And she's got the video. There's 16 minutes of video that's never been seen by the public that will shock you. There's a lot of it I can't play because of the language that's associated, but there's camera views, camera angles. There's all kinds of information that is absolutely mind blowing. I've looked it over. It's the real deal. She has a documentary coming out and a book that she's written about her research about George Floyd. We'll have that bottom of hour number two. Top of the next hour, Dr. Bonner Cohen pulls back the curtain on the pandemic political science that you've been told, the theater of science, the lack of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, it is our responsibility as believers to know the truth, to hear the truth, to share the truth, and to put light and shine light into the darkness and dispel it. Because darkness's only purpose is our destruction. And it's necessary for us to stand against it. We have been given the blessing of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, who came and established the kingdom of heaven right here on earth. And we need to walk in that power and in that authority. That is what is before us, and it's what he is waiting for us to do. The Father holding the Son back in hopes that we will wake up. And there's a lot to wake up about. We'll talk about what happened recently at Yale Law School, where the general counsel for ADF was removed from a symposium to talk about free speech. We'll get that for you. Most Americans, according to an article in the New York Post, 68% of Americans want Roe v. Wade upheld. That means they want babies killed. 68% of Americans want to kill babies. I'm struggling to wrap my mind around that when 72% of Americans claim to be Christian. The contradiction there is scary. We'll talk about that. But coming up right now, we're going to talk about something that our founding fathers pushed back against heavily because they understood what it would do to our constitutional republic. And I'm talking about their, what would you call it? Their absolute repulsion, if we can use such a word, at the idea of a two-party system. I welcome my good friend Don Jans, who helps us to pull back the curtain on all the isms. And it's an ism that tries to create a two-party system to destroy a constitutional republic. Don, am I misstating that? And welcome, by the way.
No, you're not.
Hang on one second. I didn't punch you into the board. All right, now you're punched into the board, and we can hear you well. Go ahead. So answer
Thank
the
you.
Question.
Thank
yeah,
for-
no. So answer the yes. question again. So, first of all, are would our founders be repulsed at how entrenched this two-party system has become in our country? And why and how are the isms propagating this concept?
Well, first of all, our founding fathers very definitely discussed whether we would be a republic, and of course it would be a constitutional republic. What's the difference? A republic is a nation based on the rule of law, but it doesn't have it necessarily written. A constitutional republic has the ultimate, the supreme rule of the law, or the supreme rule of the land, the law written. So that's why we're a constitutional republic, simply because we have a constitution. They discussed, will we be a democracy or will we be a republic? Now, our founders, unlike 99% of Americans today, and I don't think I'm exaggerating in that number, understand the difference between a republic and a democracy. A democracy is the ultimate dictatorship. A democracy is the ultimate dictatorship. Our founders truly, truly understood this. They did not want us to become a dictatorship. Nowhere in our Constitution do we see anything, any discussion whatsoever about political parties. Nowhere in the Federalist Papers, do you read anything about political parties? George Washington, in his farewell speech, told us why. When he gave his farewell speech at the end of his second term, we were developing very definitely political parties. There was the party of John Adams and then the party of Thomas Jefferson. And they were forming and the hate was already growing. And George Washington said the biggest problem with political parties is that you take and your loyalty, your number one loyalty is to the party and not to the country. So we ignore the country. This is like saying, this is like God telling us that our number one priority must be Him. It must be God. And George Washington is saying, if you take a country and you have allegiances that are higher than to that country, it will destroy the country. Today in our world, we see people getting up in front of everybody else, talking about what is the good of the party. And you very seldom hear what is the good of the country. So yes, George Washington would absolutely be repulsed. He saw the evils that we're in right now. And our founders understood the differences between democracy and republic. And they held a vote during the Constitutional Convention. Not one of the representatives to that Constitution supported democracy. And this is where much of our problems are based, is allegiance to a party, not the country, and the concept that dictatorship must rule over free people.
And that's their goal. I mean, the greatest impediment to that happening has always been the church, Don. The greatest impediment to the rise of authoritarians and dictators has always been the church. And that is what has set America apart from every other nation ever created, was the moral compass that was the church. And I was watching, have you seen Enemies Within the Church yet?
I have not.
Oh my goodness. Okay, well, I really encourage, and folks, you can find it now. It's out on YouTube. I do want you to support what Trevor and them are doing and go to their website and make a donation and what have you. But you need to see this. It's out for free. It's in two parts, and it's out on YouTube, and they don't have a problem with it. They're allowing it. A pastor showed it at his church. They want that to happen. They want people to see it. And one of the things that is in there is the discussion. The Chinese Communist Party actually did a study on America because we are their greatest enemy, and I think it's been within the last 50 years they did this study, trying to figure out what is the strength of this nation? Where does its strength come from? And they looked at our industry, and they looked at our war might, and they must have looked back during the years of Reagan. It must have been 40, 50 years ago, because one of the things they noted was that we were superior militarily, which there's question marks about that today. But here's what they discovered, Don. In all of their looking, in all of their searching, in every place, whether it was financial institutions, the military, industrial, whatever it was, they said the thing that sets America apart, the driving fire, the driving force, the thing that we've got to get a hold of and strangle and take the life out of is the church.
And one of the things that we always have to remember about the church, and I hate to use that word, the church, today. And I go back to Paul, where Paul would talk about the church, and he said, but you guys, you're talking about, are you followers of Timothy? Are you followers of Paul? Are you followers of Silas? You're not followers of any of us. You are followers of Jesus Christ. And so we always have to keep that in mind when we talk about the church. We must always remember that we're talking about not the church as we see it today with many of the different denominations, with people who claim they are Christian Bible-believing people, and yet they will ordain a known pedophile transsexual as a minister. So let's define church and make sure we understand about what we're speaking, okay? And our founders were speaking about Bible-based belief. Our founders quoted the Bible very, very, very often.
Yes. And we're going to take a quick break here. The music's playing on us. So, but here's another thing that's interesting. The CCP in China goes after two religious sects in earnest. They go after Falun Gong, and they go after Christian home churches. There are some Christian churches that the state allows and lets happen. But the reason that they let those happen is for the same reason that they're not concerned about the institutions of the church in America right now, for what you just said. Back after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net.
Use CGR for 5% off. That's CGR, all caps, for 5% off.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. My goodness, I almost missed it. Don and I were having way too much fun. All right, so listen, if you are not familiar with it, again, Enemies Within the Church, Dr. Carl Broggi, or Broggi, B-R-O-G-G-I, senior pastor, has parts one and parts two of Enemies Within the Church up from their Wednesday night service on YouTube. That's Enemies Within the Church, part one and part two, Dr. Carl Broggi, B-R-O-G-G-I. Community Bible Church. And man, God bless him for doing this. If you haven't seen it, you really need to see it. Something else we didn't talk about, and I need to get this out too. If you have not seen this, I'm going to be getting this into a post over the weekend. We're early in the month of June, but June is sodomite month. Did you know that, Don?
Pride Month, yeah.
No. Stop that. Explain to me exactly what there is to be proud about two men jamming their throbbing members into each other's cabooses on a float going down Main Street with a child dressed up in drag to look like a woman parading in front of the float. It's sick, it's disgusting, it's crude, it's a variety of things, but it's certainly not anything for anyone to take pride in.
Unless you are a purveyor of evil. Satan is a very brilliant person.
He's arrogant.
Very arrogant, narcissistic. Yeah. He's all of those things, mm-hmm. But he's also fantastic at using euphemism. And euphemisms, I guess we could even call that political correctness, are very, very good at leading people astray. And when we try to interpret what other people's intent is, we always put our own narrative on it, and we always put our own prejudices on it. And we see this happening. And you see this very, 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 very much used in all despotic and tyrannical governments as well. And so, yes, they do use a euphemism, and then they punish us who do not go along with that euphemism.
Well, and they're going to have these parades going on, perhaps in your city, folks. There are public obscenity laws that still do exist. And my recommendation to you is that you march down to your city hall and you file a public obscenity complaint. If you know they're going to have one of these parades, you need to go down and file a public obscenity complaint. Find out. Say, hey, where's the form? I want to file a public obscenity complaint because this is what they do.
And that is a very compassionate thing to do.
You bet.
We have distorted our use of compassion as well. Mm. We think that we're compassionate when we enable this type of a sin that God has said will send these people to hell. Now, if you don't believe in heaven and hell, then you, I guess you can go ahead and be compassionate driving these people into this sin. But when you understand that God was serious when he said there is heaven and there is hell, there is judgment, then we have to understand, he said that the act of sodomy is an abomination and he can't accept it. So when right. we allow these types of things to happen and we say, oh, it's okay, we're just being compassionate, you people are just different. No, we're saying we want you to go to hell.
Well, and understand, you know, there is difference within the body. Paul talks about that. Some have, yes. some are, you know, hands, feet, fingers, toes, mm-hmm. even parts that seem unseemly, if you will. But he's not talking about the acts of sin and accepting those. He's talking about, you know, realms of people working in the prophetic, realms of people working in the area of the evangelist, in the gifts of teaching, in the gifts of pastoring, you know, in the fivefold, in the gifts of the apostolic, okay? The planting of a church that might not look the same as somebody else's church per se, but it's still glorifying God. Even his followers came to him and said, hey, there's a group over here that's doing stuff and they're not with us. And Jesus said, look, if they're not against us, then they're for us. If they're professing my name, leave them alone and let them reach the people that they are able to reach. That's different. That's not compromising the word of God. That's not calling and condoning as Isaiah warns us. That's not saying, you know, he says, woe to those who call evil good and good evil. And we're in the days right now where that's where the church is calling good evil and evil good. And we'll talk some more about the abortion issue here coming up. But Don, I'm going to tell you just very quickly. I got 10 seconds to get this in. Look, it's, you know, abortion is horrific, but you know what? They're not performing abortions at the front of the church yet. They are performing sodomy at the front of the church right now at the altar. That's bad.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943. Promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Well, I am on fire today, folks. I'm telling you, I am on fire today. Oh man, I got some incredible sleep last night. You need, if you're not taking the CGR wellness products, you are so missing out. I have been on, I just changed my program. And for those of you who don't know, I was given 3 to 6 months to live back in 2004. That the health stuff that I was on and had been on for 13 years played a huge role in me surviving dying 4 times in the car accident that I was in to save my daughter's life just 5 years ago. And just recently, I got introduced, last October, I got introduced to some stuff that I've started now. I am in my second week of fully having converted over to this program, and I feel great. I feel great. I am more active than I have been able to be. I got a great night's sleep last night, and I've been up with God since 5 o'clock this morning, and it's 9:30 where I live. So, yeah, man, I am on fire, and I'm so happy to have my next guest with me. He's here once a month, and I think God just especially got me really fired up just for him, because he's such an incredibly awesome representation of our Savior through his program, Pray in Jesus' Name, here on Earth. I want to welcome former chaplain, retired, Gordon Chaps Klingenschmidt. Chaps, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you, Pastor Gray. Good morning. And I want to thank you for standing with me last month when we called the United States Air Force Academy, because you helped us break what became national news when they purged and reprimanded 13 cadets at the Air Force Academy for their religion. And three-star General Richard Clark broke his word to me that he would absolutely defend religious freedom for our cadets, and then he did the opposite and reprimanded and kicked out 13 cadets from the Air Force Academy, including 3 seniors who were not allowed to attend their graduation ceremony. They were not allowed to commission as officers in the Air Force. and will now be forced to repay $165,000 each in back scholarship money. And it's all because of their religion, as it's connected to their views of pro-life versus abortion and their refusal to take a vaccine, which they say was tested on aborted baby body parts. So because of their conscience, they were drummed out of the service. And now, not only did you help break the news on this very radio show, but you helped make so many phone calls to the Air Force Academy switchboard that they were overwhelmed and they began issuing press releases. Their press releases ended up on with me, and I was quoted on the front page of the Washington Times. I was then invited on Fox News. I appeared on Fox and Friends. It was then picked up by Associated Press and ran as the lead story for ABC News Radio, NBC, and CBS Online, posted the Air Force Academy scandal, cadets not allowed to graduate for their religious views.
Wow.
You broke the news, and we woke up the world. Since that time, now, 12 United States congressmen have signed on to legislation, 13 United States senators, led by Senator Marco Rubio, have signed on to legislation for freedom and religious freedom for cadets at all military academies, all six branches of the service. And that legislation will, depending if the Republicans take back the House and the Senate this year in the elections as expected, will result in a new law for religious freedom at the service academies when they put it into the NDAA about this time next year. So it's going to take some time, but the wheels of justice are grinding slowly in favor of freedom. The American people and your listener audience were instrumental in beginning that process.
Wow.
And now we're moving on to phase two of our campaign.
Well, I just I just want to say to my audience, I thank you for making those phone calls. I thank you for your active participation. And if I can just make a quick plug, we're doing a $10 challenge, a donate $10 a month. To help us stay on the air, to help us saving America and saving India, and this is one of, this is why what Chaps just talked about, what we do, it's kind of behind the scenes because we didn't hit the front page of the Washington Times, we didn't make it onto all that media, and I'm glad, Chaps, that you did. Praise God. But folks, your support of our program here allows me to have this platform to get people involved and engaged so that what Chaps was able to do can be launched. And we are so grateful. You know, Chaps, Paul talked about, and it's so funny this happens because we just talked about it with Don Jans, but, you know, some are hands, some are feet, some are private parts that are not seen. But all of us make up the body of Christ, and it is a privilege and an honor to have had a role in helping with that process. And thank you again. It's awesome to stand near the, and we've got more that we want done, by the way, right? Because we want people to call the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin's office, and we want him put on blast. And again, as we do here, respectfully, but we're going to give them a message. What's the phone number and how do we want to, what do we want to tell Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, Chaps?
So everybody, you know, take out a pen and get ready to write down the phone number. I'll give that out with this preface that the Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, a Biden appointee, is responsible for the policy that purged the cadets at the Air Force Academy. It's his fault. It's his policy. And he came and spoke at the graduation ceremony, and he approved the decision to fire 13 cadets and prevent three seniors from graduating at their own graduation ceremony. So Lloyd Austin is the problem. Now, his phone number, and I'll give this out a couple times, but people write down this phone number and then call him right away. The phone number is 703-692-7100. Again, that's 703-692-7100. And be very polite when you call and right. just simply say, I'm a concerned citizen and I am petitioning you to stop the purge of religious people from the military, to let the Air Force Academy cadets graduate or be commissioned, and to stop firing now, Pastor. It's not just the Air Force Academy cadets. It's now 32 commissioned officers who are Top Gun Navy fighter pilots. Everyone's gone to see Maverick by now, right? But the Top Gun movie is the same pilots that Biden is now firing for their religion. Did you know that 32 Navy or Top Gun or Air Force fighter weapons instructors, same guys in the Air Force, right? 32 right. of those have refused the vaccine on religious grounds and are now being kicked out of the service. This is 357 pilots total. Yeah. The numbers get shocking as you go up. 357 pilots and 4,000 servicemen have already been discharged. 4,000 kicked out. Guess how many 24,000 religious accommodation requests have been denied by the Secretary of Defense. So religious accommodations waivers are being denied, blanket denial of 24,000 members of the armed services. There are now 9 lawsuits against the Secretary of Defense, and he, Lloyd Austin, made a pledge. When he was confirmed as SecDef, he told the U.S. Senate, I'm going to purge extremists from the military. And this is how he's doing it.
Now, chaps, so, and let's define, I mean, folks, an extremist, chaps and I, we are white, heterosexual, God-fearing, Constitution-honoring. We both have served in the service. We both have taken the oath to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. More importantly, we both have confessed Jesus Christ is the Lord of our lives, unashamedly, publicly, before all of you, before everyone that could possibly see or hear us. And we are considered to be extremists by the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin.
That's why we're giving out his phone number, 703-692-7100. And anyone who calls that number, 703-692-7100, we will give you a free window decal that says, I pray for religious freedom. You just have to contact us through the website, prayinjesusname.org, or call our toll-free number, 866-OBEY-GOD.
Okay, 866-OBEY-GOD. We'll be back, but I want to again give that number out. During the break, make the call. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, 703-692-7100. 703-692-7100. Call him and just say, I am respectfully asking you to stop the purge of religious people from the military. You could stop at that. In total, stop the purge of the religious people in the military. Back after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for him in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village. Prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really, this village is a really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming. And we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Grigion and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and supported us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. And you can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care.
If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for joining us. I know you have a choice on where you can listen, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here. God bless you, sir. Well, I want to welcome again to the program Chaps, and you can find him at Pray in Jesus' Name. Pray in Jesus' Name. And as we were going into the break, we are encouraging you to make a phone call to Lloyd Austin, who is the Secretary of Defense. I'm going to give you the number, and then I'm going to give you the kind of what to say. Lloyd Austin, Secretary of Defense. The number is 703-692-7100. 703-692-7100. And we are asking him to stop the purge of religious people from the military. Chaps was telling us 32 Top Gun Navy pilots have been dismissed because they refused to take the injection. And Chaps, I was going to mention this. Thomas Renz, I think you might know who Tom Renz is, actually testified before Ron Johnson. They have the testimony of a flight surgeon who said that according to their reports, they have had a 100% increase in the number of instances of reported mental problems directly related to the injection. It's gone up from the previous five-year average of 83,000, that in 1 year since they started mandatory injections, they've had 863,000 pilots that have come in complaining of issues with concentration and just mental issues. One of those pilots was the one who took an F-35 into the drink of the China Sea.
Well, can you imagine now 357 military pilots who are highly trained and healthy and not experiencing the side effects of the vaccine because they had a religious objection to the vaccine? Those are the healthy pilots that are now being kicked out of the military. We spent, as taxpayers, $7.8 billion to train these 357 pilots.
Wow.
That's billion with a B.
Yeah.
And now they're being flushed out of the system and sent to, some of them have 13 years, 16 years, 19 years in the military, not being allowed to retire because they haven't made it to 20. And the only people, even if you're served 25 years, like there's a one-star general who has refused the vaccine on religious grounds. She's being kicked out of the military and she refuses to put in her retirement papers. If she put in her retirement papers, they would grant a religious exemption. But the word on the street is, in fact, the word that came down from the Secretary of the Air Force to all the four-star generals, which ended up impacting the Air Force Academy, by the way, was zero religious waivers will be granted in the service if you are trying to stay in the military. Zero religious waivers.
Wow.
And that's a violation of federal law. The only way to get a religious waiver is if you retire first. But so most of the young people are not retirement eligible. They're right. just being kicked out. All of that training is being lost, and 4,000 have already been discharged. 24,000 have been denied religious waivers, and it is a religious purge. It's full on. It's not just about the Air Force Academy anymore. It's everybody in the military is being purged if they have a conscience or religious objection to taking the vaccine.
And this is why we need you to call Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin's office at 703-692-7100. 703-692-7100. Contact the Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin and tell him, I am a concerned citizen and I am telling you that I want you to please stop the purge of religious people from the military. It's critically important that you get on the phone and make that call. Be kind, make the call. And if they start asking you a bunch of ridiculous questions, just simply remind them, excuse me, but my taxes pay your salary. You work for me. Now, again, let me leave the message and please tell them this is the message I want delivered. And you're my employee. You work for me. My taxes pay your salary. And they pay the salary of your boss. Your boss works for me too. So don't treat me as though I'm somebody that, oh, you don't have a say in what goes on in this office. I absolutely do have a say in what goes on in this office, as do the tens of thousands of individuals who I represent in making this call. And don't be fooled. They know that. They know that for every call that they get, there are upwards of 100,000 people who feel the same exact way you do, who might not make that call, but they know your call represents those kinds of numbers. 703-692-7100. 703-692-7100. That is the phone number for the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin. And you're saying stop the purge of religious people from the military. And if you are a Christian, you go to church, you believe what the Bible has to say, you love God, love your family, and love this country, they consider you to be a terrorist threat.
And this is not about the vaccine. I have no moral objection personally to the vaccine. I happen to got the vaccine. But for people who don't even share my religious views, I'm defending their religious freedom anyway, because the First Amendment of the Constitution applies to all of our service members, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, Guardians. They all deserve the same religious freedom that they fight and defend to give to other people that they might disagree with. And this is not even necessarily about being Christian, although the purge now seems directed to Christians. But if you're atheist, you should care about individual liberty. If you are, you know, Buddhist, you should care about religious liberty. Everyone ought to be able to practice their own faith and have integrity to worship their God in their way. And if that means preventing the government from sticking a needle in your arm or sending you to court martial, then I would choose the court martial. That was my story when I was a Navy chaplain back in 2006. The government said, you're not allowed to pray in Jesus' name. So I demanded my own misdemeanor court martial. They're not even letting the servicemen do that today. They're doing this under administrative, you know, pretext, and they're not letting you demand a court martial. That would be in the newspapers.
Absolutely.
In fact, they want to do this quietly.
Yeah.
We're not going to let them. We're waking up the American public to take a stand. Call us at 866-OBEY-GOD for that free window decal. I pray for religious freedom. 866-OBEY-GOD. Press option 3 and say, hey, I made those calls. Here's my address. We'll mail you a free sticker.
There you go. All right. Thank you, Chaps, for being with us today. We appreciate it. Hour number 2 straight ahead. Lots to talk about. Back after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.